From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. He appears on the program every 6 weeks. Doc Wallach does too. They split 3 weeks, 3 weeks apiece. And again, they're from criticalhealthnews.com. They've got an army of workers behind them working right now, taking notes on what they will say. So when you call them, they can tell you what they said in case you're driving or in bed without a pen or something like that. Let me give you that number. That's not to get on the show. You'll hear that later. This is for the information. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. And you can call anytime. You can call during the show. You can call tomorrow, next week. There's always somebody available to go back and get you the notes and fill you in on what's going on. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and part of the criticalhealthnews.com team. And here he is on Coast to Coast. Hello, Ben.
Hello, George. Good to talk to you again.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. You sound hale and hearty as always.
Can you believe we're rolling into April, soon to be into May? My God.
You know, you ever hear Seneca was a Roman philosopher. He wrote this tiny little book called On the Shortness of Life. And that book, he wrote it, probably 300, 400 BC, and it applies today. We live these very short lives, and we should be looking to maximize our pleasure, our joy, and our physical health and well-being every moment. And that's why we're here on this program.
Ben, you're an expert on skin.
I love it. I've been working with the skin since 1981, George. Oh, my God. I can't believe I
Tell me
that.
About these commercials I see on television where there's two pictures of the same person. One, they have baggy eyes.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the second one, they don't. And they put a little cream under their eyes.
Yeah. And called smoke and mirrors.
It miraculously goes away in seconds.
Right? There's an ingredient in there that reflects light or that absorbs light. You know, when light is reflected, we see things. But if the light is absorbed, you don't see things. So this material absorbs the light, and you don't see the bags. It's kind of a miracle, but it has nothing to do with the connective tissue under the eyes. You know, baggy eyes and wrinkles and aging skin trouble people so much because, you know, that's what we judge each other by our faces and by our skin. But you know what, George? Wrinkles are arthritis of the skin. Wrinkles are glaucoma of the skin. Wrinkles are hernias of the skin. It's the same kind of phenomenon. It's just happening in the skin. And this is deterioration of the connective tissue, which is the number one cause of all the health misery, not to mention the cosmetic misery that we suffer from. And this is why building the connective tissue is the sine qua non, the very essence of anti-aging. And Jeffy has a great product called the Glucogel Caps. You've probably heard of it.
Yeah.
And the Glucogel Caps are marketed for helping folks with arthritis. But what they don't market the Glucogel Caps for, which they should, is for wrinkles, for baggy eyes, for vascular issues, for hernias and prolapses and ruptures, because the Glucogel Caps, along with the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the OsteoFX, help build the connective tissue. And if you want to do one thing, George, for anti-aging, whether it's cosmetically, the way you look, way you appear to others, or internally, it's building that connective tissue. And there's nothing more important than hyaluronic acid. I know you love that. Glucogel Caps, OsteoFX, and one of my all-time favorite foods for building connective tissue, and that is bone broth. How long have we been talking about bone broth, George?
You love that stuff.
Love that stuff because it builds the connective tissue, and by virtue of building the connective tissue, you get the most important anti-aging benefits of any other health strategy you can name. What's more, the connective tissue is the womb that feeds all the cells of the body. In fact, we call the connective tissue the matrix, which means the womb. And the connective tissue not only gives us support, but it also feeds all of the cells of the body. So if you want to do one thing for anti-aging, it's build that connective tissue. Get yourself on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the OsteoFX, the Glucogel Caps. Make sure you're enjoying your bone broth regularly.
We're going to take calls with you soon, Ben, and we'll take calls next hour as well. I've got a bunch of emails that have come in. One from Elizabeth in Michigan. Let me read it to you.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 1986 and have been taking Synthroid and levothyroxine for many years.
Yep.
There were times that I did not take my medications, and add symptoms to include hair loss, feeling sluggish, and cold. Must I take this medication the rest of my life? Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, hypothyroidism is known as the hidden illness because it's the cause of all the other diseases. The thyroid regulates every other system in the body. And every year, George, thyroid medicine is the number one or number two best-selling drug, which tells you everybody's hypothyroid, or many people are hypothyroid or have poorly functioning thyroid. But Synthroid and levothyroxine and these thyroid medications, while they're the best-selling drugs, among the best-selling drugs in America, are notoriously useless. If you have a thyroid problem, the problem is with the gland. It's not the hormone. You got to fix the gland that's making the hormone. Yeah, they give you the hormone because they don't know what else to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. If you got a thyroid problem, almost by definition, you've got a problem with the two major systems in the body that deteriorate, whose deterioration is responsible for most of our health challenges, and that's the digestive system and the blood sugar system. So working on digestive health and blood sugar health is the key to working on the thyroid. Now, your stress glands are also involved, and the more stress you're under, physiologic stress as well as psychological stress, the harder it is on the thyroid. But if you want to do just a couple of things to take care of your hypothyroidism, it's work on digestive health, particularly what we call leaky gut, and then also what's known today as metabolic syndrome, which basically is an energy or a blood sugar problem. Healthy blood sugar pack is one of the best things you could do for your thyroid, and then working on your digestive system. George, I'm all about reducing all of these complex health challenges and mysterious diseases and unknown health issues that we all suffer from down to its basic points. And they're always going to be what I call the triangle of disease, which are the digestive system and the blood sugar system as the base, and then the adrenal thyroid complex as the tip of the triangle. If you just work on your digestive system and your blood sugar system, the vast majority of your health challenges, including hypothyroidism, will begin to subside by themselves. If you don't, then you're going to be out of luck because there's not much you could do for the thyroid without addressing those two points beneath the thyroid.
Another email in from Nicole, and she writes, what are your thoughts on a combination of L-arginine, magnesium, and choline for high blood pressure?
It's awesome. High blood pressure, though, you got to work on other things. Of course, you know, what I just talked about, the digestive system and the blood sugar system, if you're going to deal with high blood pressure. But arginine, I know you love arginine. That's an awesome, awesome amino acid. Choline is wonderful. One of the best ways you can get choline is from lecithin granules, and you'll find that, of course, in a lot of Yongevity products, including Synaptive and Ultimate Enzymes. And then what was the third one you said? Arginine and choline, and there was one more you said, George.
Magnesium.
It's hard to find a more multifunctional nutrient than magnesium. And yes, magnesium is awesome for the heart and the vascular system. It will lower blood pressure. And magnesium deficiency is one of the more common nutritional deficiencies that we suffer from. Magnesium is involved in so many different functions, including brain health and cardiovascular health. You know, if you have a heart attack and you go into the hospital, they'll put magnesium right in your heart to relax everything. It opens up blood vessels. It helps you with your bowel movements and your cleaning out your colon. Great for brain health. Helps you fall asleep. I mean, women, are especially prone towards magnesium deficiency, particularly at that time of the month because magnesium's lost in the blood. So for anybody who's dealing with any kind of menstrual issues or digestive health issues, brain health issues, cardiovascular issues, Osteomag is one of the best longevity supplements you can take, of course, the healthy brain heart pack also.
Ben, we've got another email in from Donna. She is a swimmer. She says, is chlorine bad for your skin?
Oh, bad for your skin? It's bad for everything. It kills things. That's why they put in water, to kill things. Yeah, chlorine. When you jump in a pool, George, I know they got to put chlorine in there. There's other ways, by the way, to purify the water. Ozone, for example, or UV light can purify the water. But, you know, if you're in a swimming pool, a public swimming pool, and they have chlorine, they got to put chlorine in there. But it's just nasty. It's awful, not just for your skin, for your hair, for your eyes, probably even for your internal system. If you swim enough, it probably gets into your circulation as well. Of course, we drink chlorine when we drink tap water. And I'm telling you, George, you don't want to be drinking tap water. That's one of the worst things.
I drink bottled water, but
exactly. You know, do you remember when bottled water first came out? Didn't it seem kind of weird when everybody was drinking bottled water and paying for water?
Not for me.
Yeah, these days you wouldn't. I wouldn't do anything different. I would never drink tap water. I don't remember the last time I drank tap water.
We're opening up the phone lines. We'll be back in a moment with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. Don't confuse it. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website to go, slam it, set a record. We always do when Ben's on or Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben's been doing this for us for a number of years, as has Doc Wallach, and they are partners with the program. They love it, and we care about them too. So we'll be back in a moment with your calls. And again, the toll-free number to get assistance. They got an army of people back there, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. Ben, is it accurate to say that almost every adult has something going wrong with them?
Pretty much, George, unfortunately. And it's ironic because the human body is a regenerating and renewing system. It's designed divinely to renew itself, and it does on a moment-to-moment basis. You know, every time you cut yourself, 2 days later, that cut is gone. You know, you get a shaving cut or abrasion or scrape, and it disappears. The body has a healing mechanism that's built into every cell of the body, every cell. And the only thing that can go wrong, George, is either nutritional deficiencies or toxicities from a physiologic perspective. Now, there's always going to be spiritual and mental, emotional aspects, and we always have to recognize that. But from a physical perspective, from a physiological perspective, nutrition and toxicity. Those are the two major causes of health challenges. When I talk about toxicity, unfortunately, I'm talking about most of the foods that we eat. You know, 80% of American calories come from what are called ultra-processed foods. These are foods that are composed themselves of non-food substances, and they put them all together. They don't even call them foods. They call them food substances. You know, if you look at American cheese, which is a classic example of one of these kinds of frankenfoods, so-called frankenfoods, it's called a cheese substance. It's not even called cheese. And that's the kind of foods that we ingest, and that's the kind of foods that we subsist on. So, of course, our bodies are going to deteriorate and degenerate. This is why a nutritional supplement program is so darn important, and this is why Doc has been going on the road and on presentations and radio shows, et cetera, for 40 or 50 years, and I've been doing it for 20 or 30 years. We are dedicated to helping people understand how to use nutrition and nutritional supplementation to take care of these kinds of health challenges. And by the way, George, we do a call for folks who can't get on, you know, a lot of folks can't get on the call on the show tonight. We do a call every day, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Zoom, dailywithdoczoom.com. And I personally am on it Friday, and we can guide you through. I can personally guide you through, and other folks are on the calls as well. We can guide you through all the longevity supplements and formulations, help you sign up if you want to join the business. We're dedicated to helping people understand how to use nutrition and nutritional supplementation to help reverse this horrible, horrible health epidemic that we have in this country and around the world, really.
Full information at criticalhealthnews.com. I've got a friend of mine who is a former NFL football player. I ran into him this weekend, and he looked kind of gaunt, and I just asked him, and I won't use his first name, how he was doing, and he said he just had a kidney removed. He's on dialysis.
Oh, my.
What causes a kidney to malfunction?
I'll tell you what, the same stuff, you know, that we just talked about. Most important cause of kidney issues, and that's another epidemic, by the way, is blood sugar issues, what they call metabolic syndrome. If you have a kidney, first of all, God gave us two kidneys. That's how important the kidneys are. Kidneys regulate the blood pressure. They regulate electrolytes. They filter the blood. They play so many different important roles for our health, and God gave us two, and each kidney has an amazing amount of redundancy in and of itself. Yet, we have some 15% of Americans, 15, 20% or so of Americans are suffering from severe kidney disease, and you don't even know you have kidney disease until you're way, way, way down in kidney function. If you have a kidney issue, you treat it like a blood sugar issue, period, end of story. And if you do it correctly, kidney disease can reverse. And so if you're on dialysis, I've seen people on dialysis reverse their kidney disease. So get yourself on the healthy blood sugar pack, start to treat yourself like a diabetic, and everybody who has kidney disease knows they have blood sugar problems. And this is so important, George, because it's so easy. And it highlights this whole, the real tragedy, this whole health issue that we have, this whole health crisis that we have. It's easy. It's not difficult. People out, if you're suffering from a health challenge, whether it's kidney disease or high blood pressure or any other kind of chronic degenerative disease, please understand, it's easy to reverse. Depending on how far down the rabbit hole you go, you could reverse it quickly simply by getting on a supplement program, correcting your digestive health, stabilizing your blood sugar, exercising a little bit, breathing, practicing slow, deep breathing, and, of course, using mental and emotional, even spiritual strategies. We can reverse our chronic health challenges. I've seen it happen so many times, George. I will, to the day I die, I will stand up on every rooftop I could find and tell people we don't need to suffer. It's needless. And let me tell you, George, the suffering is so immense in this country. The letters I get, they're heartbreaking, the kinds of things that people are dealing with, and it's so unnecessary.
And on this program, the day after you die, you'll be on the show.
That's probably true. I believe in that, too, by the way. I know you do, too.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Help our listeners with your expertise, Ben. We'll start with Todd in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Hi, Todd. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Great show as usual. Ben, my wife has recurring bouts of shingles, and they just keep coming back. And yesterday, the doctor gave her valacyclovir.
Yeah.
She just started that.
Shingles is, first of all, it's the misery of shingles is hard to even describe.
Explain what that is, Ben.
Shingles is a viral infection that affects the nerves, and it can affect any nerves. And it can even, I've seen it in the eyes. Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the pain.
In the eyes?
Yes. I cannot even imagine the agony that people have when they have shingles. It's a viral infection, and it only happens when the immune system is compromised. You see, George, all of the diseases, whether it's shingles or high blood pressure or, you know, mental health issues, organic brain diseases, dementias, whatever, autoimmune diseases, they're all inflammatory. The inflammatory system is part of the immune system, the defense system. Shingles only happens when the body is under duress, under attack. So what you do with shingles is you build the immune system, you strengthen it so it can handle the attack, so it can handle the viruses. That's true about all viruses, George. Viruses are opportunistic. They wait for an opportunity, which means they wait for us to be weak, and then they pounce. So what you do is you strengthen the immune system, the defense system, and there's a million ways to Sunday to do that. First of all, for Todd. For Todd's wife, get on the ultimate selenium ASAP. It's one of the most powerful immune-boosting minerals you could take. Another very important immune nutrient, of course, everybody knows about is vitamin C. I'd be getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'd be sipping on it all day long if I were you. If she's eating a lot of sugar, you got to cut that out because sugar is one of the most important immune suppressants that we ingest on a regular basis. You got to go ketogenic and low calorie and low sugar. I would also probably do the healthy blood sugar pack as well. And then if she has any digestive issues, because the immune system lives in the digestive system, you got to focus on digestive health as well. Shingles is a sign that the body is under duress. And by the way, cold sores on the mouth or even genital are very similar, and it's the same idea. They occur when the body is under duress. So reducing the stressors, particularly digestive and sugar, and then getting on immune-boosting nutrients like the ultimate selenium, for example, and by the way, the ultimate zinc. Zinc is another powerful immune booster, the ultimate zinc. And then I would probably be doing also the Healthy Start Pack. If she has any digestive issues, those need to be addressed as well.
Todd, if you missed anything that Ben just mentioned, call 1-855-949-RADIO, and they will help you out. Let's go to Ruth in Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ruthie.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi, George, and Ben. Thank you so much for taking my call. And, Ben, I recently had a bad injury, broke my leg real bad. I got a metal rod in it and pins. And
oh, my goodness.
But, besides the breaking, I had awful lot of bruising and still have bruising and stiffness. And I actually tried the THC cream that I had, the 100% one, and that worked pretty good for bringing the swelling down because my eye's still swollen. But my the nurse, when I went in for my follow-up, she told me to buy something called Arnicare, and my pharmacist ordered it for me, And I also ordered your package, too, the Healthy Bone and Joint Package.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll be able to get to my post office to be able to pick it up, but I did order that. But could you tell me a little bit more about the Arnicare?
Yeah. Arnicare is, you know, cute. It'll help with the inflammation. It's not going to help heal the bone, but it'll help heal. It'll help with the inflammation. That's Arnicare.
Helps with wounds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a heal. It has anti-inflammatory properties. Now, I don't know that brand. I'm not sure if it's homeopathic arnica or if it's just straight arnica. Arnica is, you know, that's an amazing plant, arnica, for all kinds of healing. It's not going to build tissue, but it's going to reduce inflammation, which may help build tissue. But the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is definitely what you want to get on. And as I was mentioning earlier, when you use connective tissue or bone building strategies for building bone, you get multiple benefits. In fact, everybody should be using these connective tissue building supplements just for slowing down the aging process. This is one of the hidden secrets, if you will, of connective tissue building, like our Healthy Bone and Joint Pack or OsteoFX. It can help strengthen the blood vessels so you don't get cholesterol deposits. You know, cholesterol deposits and calcium deposits and plaques in the blood vessels are nature's band-aids for the vascular system. But by using collagen-building supplements like the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the Glucogel Cast, and by the way, collagen peptides as well, you can strengthen the vascular system, and the body won't have to patch up those blood vessels with cholesterol and plaques, and that can improve vascular health as well. So there's so many benefits that you're going to get, ma'am, from your Healthy Bone and Joint Pack above and beyond your bone health. You're going to get help for your vascular system, for your skin, for your connective tissue in your joints, and also for preventing prolapses and ruptures and hernias. Everybody out there, you don't have to have a bone break to benefit from the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the OsteoFX and the Glucogel Caps, all of which will have a general global connective tissue building benefits.
Ben, what are the odds that this planet would have remedies for so many ills?
Isn't that amazing, George? Praise God.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man, we live on this amazing Gaia planet that's intelligent, and we are just trashing it. It's a tragedy what we're doing to our planet. And in a way, it's kind of like a metaphor almost for what we're doing to our bodies. We're trashing nature and we're trashing our bodies because we don't appreciate it. We don't appreciate nature and we don't appreciate our bodies. And this is what allows us to ingest the kind of foods we do. You know, one of the greatest things that you could do for your health, and this is great to do, by the way, if you have problems falling asleep, is to focus on your body and really place your attention on what's called the soma, S-O-M-A, the soma, which is the body, which is always helping us, always loving us, always healing us, processing foods and detoxifying and just loving the body. You know, when was the last time anybody thanked their heart or their intestine or their bones or their muscles or their appendix or their, you know, their spleen or liver? All of these incredible organs in the body that do all this wonderful work for us. In fact, right now, if you just sense the feeling and energy in your body, you know, you will boost your immune system. You will activate the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation nervous system, just by sensing the energy in your body. And as you're doing it, you will find that you're relaxing and you're actually going to be adding years to your life as well as accelerating the healing process. We don't appreciate nature, we don't appreciate the earth, we don't appreciate our bodies, and we don't appreciate God, and we pay the price for it.
Let's go to Brian in Indianapolis before the break. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey, George, good morning. How are you, Ben?
Hi, buddy. Good.
Ben, how are you? Hey, listen, I hit a big chuck hole on my health here. I'm kind of nervous, but anyway, I had a cardiovascular screening again. It's the second one I've had in 6 years. This one here came back not too good. I want to get your take on this, Ben.
Clogged arteries?
Yeah, I got a calcium score. Mm. Ben, my LAD calcium score is 225.32. And my LCX score is 49.85, and my RCA score is 50.48.
You're clogged up there, my friend.
Oh, I know, for a total score of 325.65. Now, I thought I've been getting yearly physicals for the last 15, 20 years. But anyway, it all comes down to, like you said, we've been eating nothing but processed food. But anyway, I talked to my doctor. He's going to put me on a statin, but I'm going to go in and see him again and talk to him in person more in depth. What would you recommend?
So many things. First of all, I would treat it as all cardiovascular issues should be treated first as a blood sugar issue, second as a digestive health issue, and then also, as we mentioned earlier, building that connective tissue to strengthen the blood vessels.
And inflammation.
Always involves inflammation, George, absolutely. As the blood vessels deteriorate, they start to release chemicals, and those chemicals recruit Band-Aids, if you will. Those Band-Aids are things like calcium and cholesterol, and all of these act to patch up these weak blood vessels. So building the connective tissue is important. I would be getting on the healthy bone and joint pack as well as the healthy brain and heart pack, and you can mix them up a little bit so you get the heart medication and you also get the connective tissue medication. Look, millions and millions of Americans are on statin drugs. That's not the answer. That may get you a little bit of symptomatic relief here and there, but it's not going to strengthen the blood vessels. It's not going to protect you from blood sugar issues, from metabolic syndrome issues. This is so easy. Brian said it himself. You know, he's subsisting on processed food. The good news is, Brian, you could turn this thing around. Get yourself on the supplements and start practicing the ketogenic diet, which is a low-calorie, low-sugar diet, low-carbohydrate diet. You're going to change your life. You're going to have more energy. You're going to lose weight. You're going to add years to your life, and you're going to prevent a further deterioration of the blood vessels and, God forbid, things that happen to the heart.
George, Ben, we're at the top of the hour. I'm going to have you finish up on Brian when we come right back, and then we'll take an hour of phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.